Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of. Welcome, welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. I look forward to connecting with you every single day, hopefully to inspire you in your faith walk, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and heighten your awareness of His very real presence in your life. We're dedicating today's show to Jesus, just the whole thought of Easter, what Jesus endured, who was on His mind when He went to the cross, what He accomplished for us. I'll read some scripture. We'll listen to some songs and some music. But I also love your call as well. We'll intermingle your calls and testimonies. Here's my question for you. What is the Lord Jesus resurrected in your life? In what ways has He redeemed you? And maybe what ways has He redeemed you that have surprised you? I would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. I was telling Kim, my producer, before the show, I spoke the last three nights at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge for their Spiritual Emphasis Week. And, you know, we speak all over the country, and I'm telling you, there's nothing like speaking to a crowd of desperate, hungry souls. And I was telling Kim, I want to see that in the church. These are desperate people. They're caught in the throes of addiction. But you know what? We're as desperate. We just don't feel the desperation because we numb out and fill ourselves up with all kinds of stuff so that we don't feel our need. But it's not until we feel the hunger and the thirst in our soul that we can cry out to God with that kind of reckless abandon. And that's when revival will come to our souls and to the church. I'm just wondering, you know, what can we get rid of in our lives so that we can feel the hunger again? To be in a room with men and women worshiping, almost yelling, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. To hear them put a flag in the ground, to say, you are all I have and I'm not going to make it without you. Well, guess what? He's all we have. We're not going to make it without Him. Oh, I want to see hunger and thirst to come back to the church. We've become so refined. So we've got such a spiritual facade at times. We look so spiritual, but are we on the inside? I didn't expect to that give you that rant, but I'm just stunned by what I experienced. I feel like I got more than I gave these last three nights, and I want to see revival. I want to see hunger and desperation come back to the church. As I said, this hour is going to be dedicated to Jesus, to you. I pray it's a time of refreshment and encouragement. We're going to play some Easter songs. And when you call, tell us if there's a song that, it doesn't even have to be an Easter song per se, but one that emphasizes what Easter means to you. The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Scripture says, my servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in the dry ground. Listen, there was nothing beautiful or majestic about His appearance. Nothing to attract us to Him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on Him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness He carried, our sorrows that weighed Him down. And we thought His troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for His own sins. No, but He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord has laid on Him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet He never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, a sheep silent before His shearers. He did not open His mouth. Unjustly condemned, He was led away. No one cared that He died without descendants, that His life was cut short midstream. But He was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He'd done no wrong, never deceived anyone. He was buried like a criminal, put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush Him. When His life was made an offering for sin, because of that, He will have many descendants. He'll enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in His hands. When He sees all that was accomplished by His anguish, He will be satisfied. And because of His experience, my righteous servant will be make it possible for many of us to be counted righteous. He will bear all their sins. I will give Him the honors of a victorious soldier. because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for those very rebels. We're going to listen to the song, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, by Selah. I pray this ministers to you. It's just sober. It's sacred. If you're able, just be quiet before the Lord and pause and consider what Jesus became, what he, who he identified with. It was us, the sinners, so that we could be victors alongside him. Let's listen. Now Wounded by Selah. We're concentrating on Easter this hour, just playing some songs, reading some scriptures, just pausing long enough to remember what Jesus has done. And my question for you is, what has God resurrected in your life? What has he redeemed in your life? What is the power of the blood and the Spirit of Christ in you changed in you? Give me a call, 877-933-2484. 2484. Denise is calling from Minneapolis. Hey, Denise, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, thanks so much for calling.
Yes, I just appreciate your show so much, and just wanted to say, as far as my story, I just have been a part of a women's Bible study and found how important it is to study the Word. We're studying John for the year, and now that it's, you know, Easter, I understand what it means to be justified and righteous and atoned for, and just the meaning is so much deeper for me this year, just to be able to know that all that Jesus has done and just the depth of what he's done and just that free gift, and I just appreciate it so much more.
That's beautiful, Denise. It does something in your soul, doesn't it? It shows you really how unshakable your place in his heart is. I think if you don't know some of those things on a deep level, the enemy can constantly convince you that some of these things are up for grabs when they're actually not. That Jesus, when he said it is finished, he was serious about it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. And I just also am just feeling like I need to tell other people about this. Yeah. I mean, they don't. If they don't know, then they won't be able to go to heaven. So I'm excited about, you know, being able to apply that.
Well, Denise, that's what studying the Word does. It brings life to you, and then it brings life right through you. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Yes, and as far as a song is concerned, I'd love to hear Second Chapter of Acts, the Easter song.
Ooh, okay. We'll see if we can find that one. Thank you. I remember them from way back when.
Yeah.
We'll look it up. Thank you, Denise. God bless
you.
All right, we're going to pause here. How about you? What has God redeemed in your story, in your life? What difference has Jesus made? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Welcome to Midday. Susie Larson here. We're dedicating this hour to the Easter, the Holy Week, to Jesus, to just pausing and pondering what Jesus paid for, what he accomplished for you and me. And the phone lines are open. I would love to hear from you. What has God resurrected in your life? What has he redeemed? What has he turned around? 877-933-2484. So we're just reading scripture. We're listening to some different songs. And if you want to share the Easter song or the song that emphasizes what Easter means to you when you call, go ahead and do that. We'll see if we can find it. But I want you to know, every single week, as part of our role as on-air hosts, we write a blog post to go with one of our shows. And this week, I just wrote one that has to do with the week that we're in, and I titled it Resurrection Love. And this is adapted from one of my older books, The Uncommon Woman. And this is up on our website, myfaithradio.com, if you want a copy of it. But I just want to share it with you now before we play our next song. And here it is. Easter is my favorite holiday. Springtime promises new growth, new life. And I love how fresh sprouts spring up from the ground and the birds seem to sing with a newfound joy. And though we all walk through our share of trials and heartbreaks, we're promised that what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that we will experience later when we see Jesus face to face. Before we celebrate Easter, we must first reflect with wonder on a love that came down to rescue us. Jesus was born into a world where the wicked oppressed the vulnerable, the prideful walked all over the humble, and the religious made it impossible for the seekers to truly experience God. Yet God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, his beloved Jesus. And this is what resurrection love looks like. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. He thanked God and he said to his disciples, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." On that same night, Jesus lifted up the cup of wine, thanked his Father, and said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins, a token of the new and the everlasting covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." Though his betrayal was in motion, he served communion. He reclined at the table in the presence of his enemy. Jesus knew that in a few short hours, he would face rejection, torture, and execution. With the longing and the passion of his humble heart, He looked forward to getting his disciples around the table for the sake of communion. Before his followers had a chance to be traumatized by the devil's evil schemes, Jesus put a flag in the ground. In so many words, he said to them, "Remember this. Remember us. Remember that the enemy has not taken my life. I've freely given it. Remember that though your badness once disqualified you, the Father's goodness has saved you. This is the new and everlasting covenant. Remember that though I'm well aware of what lies ahead of me on that cross, my deepest desire beforehand is to be with you, break bread with you, and remind you that my promises are true. Though schemes are being devised behind my back, I want you, my beloved ones, to see my face. Oh, the love of Jesus." How many times do you suppose that night replayed in the minds of the disciples? Did the impact of Jesus' actions fuel an increasingly greater passion in their lives as they grew in faith and understanding over the years? I just can't get this phrase out of my mind. On the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it, saying, "This is my body given up for you." As if that night was one seamless, kingly piece of fabric, Jesus served, loved, and amidst the plan against his life, reminded us to remember him. Outside, the soldiers were receiving their orders to find and capture a rebel. Inside, the King of the universe was preparing to go to the cross. Empty accusations, kingdom response. Before Resurrection Sunday, there's Crucifixion Friday. And even before the cross, Jesus modeled the kind of love that would change the world. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He obliterated the enemy's claim on us. We who trust Christ's sacrifice for our sins are not only forgiven, we're cleansed. And we're not only cleansed, we're called to partner with God in the most miraculous ways. We now possess the same spirit that blew the doors off of the grave. The power that rose Christ from the dead is alive in us. We can now love like he loved. We can live like he did. And though battles still come and heartbreak still happens, we can trust that a better day is coming. A day where there'll be no more tears, no more heartache, no more betrayal, and no more wickedness hiding in the shadows. So today, right here, right now, we put our flag in the ground. We celebrate redemption. We sing about our Savior, and we live joyfully and expectantly because our Savior is coming for us. He's risen. He is risen indeed. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says this, "And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead." Pray that that encouraged you and reminded you once again of who he is and what he did for us. I want to play this next song. It's titled "At the Cross" by Hillsong Live. I pray you're just worshiping along with me today. Even if you're driving in your car, working at your desk, man, it's good to just get with the Lord and remember who he is and who we are because of it. Let's listen in. that song play out, but I want to hear from Phil, who's got an appointment in just a couple of minutes, but I want to hear what he has to say. Phil, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
I was wondering, do I have enough time to call? But God, just the Spirit's really pushing me to share what He's got on my heart. It's not necessarily maybe something that He's redeemed me from, but I work as a counselor, and one of the things I've really come to realize about people is that we come to this place where we realize that we're all really alone, and that nobody understands me the way that I do, and my suffering. But we serve a God who does understand, who knows our deepest suffering. And I work with so many people that's just what they long for more than anything, is to know that, that there's somebody there who knows our sufferings.
I think that's beautiful, Phil. And I pray for counselors all the time, because I think we need God to raise up more counselors, because I think a lot of wounds are surfacing for a lot of people. And don't you feel like, Phil, I know you got an appointment and we have a hard break coming up in a moment, but He obviously knows our sufferings more than we do. We don't even know the depths of how our trauma and our hurts have affected mm-hmm. us, but He does, and He knows how to lead us to healing at a pace that we can keep, doesn't He?
Yeah, and I've just realized in doing this work that you ultimately are very small as a counselor. There's really so much that I can't do, and that people just need Him more than anything. And I don't know if they passed it along. I was hoping to share a song as well, because I'm actually a music therapist. So
wow, what's the song?
So I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit, because we're still in that place of meditating on the death. But just as a resurrection song, I love the song "Christ Is Risen, He Is Risen Indeed" by Keith and Kristen Getty.
Okay. Well, we have a break here, but we've written that down, and we're going to see if we can pull it up. But I appreciate you, Phil. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you magnificently as you minister to the hearts of others. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much. Bless you. Happy
bless
Easter.
You as well. And you as well. He's risen. He's risen indeed. We have to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. You haven't seen it yet. You're in the time in between, the time between the crucifixion and the resurrection. We are focusing on Easter, and we've been pondering songs, playing "O Sacred Head, Now Wounded and at the Cross," just pondering what Jesus did. But I also want to know, what has God resurrected in your life? What's He redeemed? Even in this last year, how are you different because of the resurrection power of Christ in your life? We're playing songs, we're reading scripture, we're just reflecting on what Jesus has done. 877-933-2484. We've got Carissa calling in from Colorado. Hey, Carissa, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie. I almost didn't call because I was just thinking, I don't think I have seen it yet. And yet God just prompted me to go ahead and think about the ways that I have seen glimpses of it, and that He's done so much in my life through my journey of being ill. And in particular, what He put on my heart was just, I view people so differently than I used to. So I'm just much quicker, you know, to be compassionate and understanding and empathetic and not judge them, and just be able to realize I have no idea what they have gone through, you know, and what's driving all of their pain and their choices in life. And so that's been something I see a big change in my life in. And at the same time, this morning, I was just kind of wondering about the cross and how God chose to send His Son in the fullness of time. And He could have chose any other time. He didn't have to choose the cross. Like, He could have chose a different form of execution, and yet He chose the most horrific, awful one. And God just reminded me, like in Hebrews, that He had to be made in every respect like us. And just the wonder that He would choose to enter into all the things that we experience, like shame and rejection and betrayal and mockery and insults and helplessness and weakness, and anything that we can name. Like, he entered into that by choosing that form. And it was almost like he was just saying, well, I chose that because I love you so much. And that just really struck me that he could have come any other time, but that was the time that God chose to send him right then. So there's nothing that we experience that he hasn't entered into. And most of us know that, but it was just kind of a fresh take for me, and I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Well, I appreciate that. You think he's a man of sorrows, acquainted with our grief. He knows so deeply. As Phil, the counselor, called a few minutes ago, we so often feel isolated in our suffering, isolated in our sorrow, and yet God so understands. And what I've learned as I've come through this last, you know, health battle is he understands it more than me. And again, I knew that in my head, as you say, but I learned it in my soul that there are things my body is holding on to that I don't even know, but God knows, and he knows when it's time to bring some deliverance, to bring some healing. And I look forward to the day for you, Carissa, when you can call in to say, I've had my breakthrough. And just don't give up, because he's a breakthrough God. And one of the things that I'd held on to is that passage, I think it's 1 Peter, but after you've suffered a while, God himself will come for you. He will strengthen you, establish you, and put your feet on a firm foundation. And what that tells me is there's an end date to your suffering. There's a point where it's time for the breakthrough, and he will not waste a minute of your time. And so in the meantime, that's what I wanted in the next few minutes, is just to focus on in the meantime. And what I love about your heart is in your suffering, you're still proclaiming his faithfulness. And I appreciate you so much, and I thank you for the call.
Thank you, Susie. It's so encouraging. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
877-933-2484. So just in honor of people like Carissa who are in the not yet, you're in the in-between, you're in the what happened, when will the breakthrough come, will it come? In Isaiah 40, it says, have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired. Young men will fall and stumble in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. Well, one of our listeners requested a song that I've forgotten about, and I had on repeat way back when. It was one of those songs that just carries you through, by Kim Hill. And this is a song that's kind of in the not yet. It's called You Are Still Holy. Let's listen in.
When my unbelief kept me from your truth. I want my love to be a sweet devotion to you.
There's something so powerful about making that declaration of faith before you see, making the declaration that you are still holy, you are still good. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is from Max Lucado. He says, death, failure, betrayal, sickness, disappointment, they cannot take our joy because they cannot take our Jesus. Please underline this sentence. What you have in Christ is greater than anything you don't have in this life. You have God, who's crazy about you, and the forces of heaven to monitor and protect you. You have the living presence of Jesus within you. In Christ, you have everything. He can give you a happiness that can never be taken, a grace that will never expire, and a wisdom that will ever increase. He is a fountain of living hope that will never be exhausted. Anchor your heart to the character of God. Your boat will rock. Moods will come and go. Situations will fluctuate. But you'll be left. Will you be left on adrift on the Atlantic of despair? No, for you have found a contentment that endures the storm. No more if only. It is the petri dish in which anxiety thrives. Replace your if only with already. Look at what you already have. Treat each anxious thought with a grateful one. And prepare yourself for a new day of joy. One more passage of scripture. We'll take a break, and then we're coming back to some resurrection songs. And here is from Psalm 103. Verses 1 through 5, I pray this one all of the time. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Forget not his benefits. He forgives all of my sins. He heals all of my diseases. He ransoms my life from the pit. He crowns me with loving compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things. And my youth is renewed like the eagles. Who doesn't need their sins forgiven? He forgives all my sins. He forgives all my sins. He heals all of my diseases. He ransoms my life from the pit. Do you need your life ransomed from the pit? He satisfies my desires with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. Have you given up on the idea? Maybe you're old, or you feel old, and you think that promise doesn't apply to me. Well, guess what? It does. What would it look like for him to renew your youth? What would it look like for him to satisfy some of the deepest desires of your heart? Can you, in this not yet, start to believe again? Can you believe that, yes, maybe the dream has died, but I serve a resurrection God? So in this time in between, in this place, in the not yet, can I still say, God, you're good. You're coming for me. Your promises are true. You want me to hope again and declare over your story, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Can you do that? I pray that you would. We're going to pause here. When we come back, you're going to hear a song. Some of you maybe recognize the group New Song. Killer vocals, I'm telling you. Arise, My Love is the song we're going to hear next, and a couple other resurrection songs. Don't go away. More Easter reflection when we return. Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and we're spending this hour reflecting on Easter, reflecting on what Jesus did. And yes, he is worthy. We've just kind of had a progression here. We were looking at the crucifixion. We played the song, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. We've been walking through that journey. We've been talking about the time in between, the time, maybe a death of a dream, and the not yet, and the resurrection of that dream, and just, you know, the time between Friday and Sunday. And here in Scripture, it says in John chapter 20, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. What I love about this is John is writing this about himself. She ran and found Simon and that other disciple, the one Jesus loved. And he identified himself as someone Jesus loved. I love that. She said, "They've taken the Lord's body out of the tomb. We don't know where they've put him." Peter and that other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple, John himself, outran Peter and reached the tomb first. I love that. He stooped and he looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw, and then he believed. It's like he realized what was written was absolutely true. I want you to hear this song now from an older band you've maybe not heard recently. A new song is the name of the band, Arise, My Love. I think this song just might slay you like it does me. Let's listen.
Stones rolled away, and this dead man that
know that's an old song, but isn't it just amazing? You think, arise, my love. And that's what God is saying to you. If you're still wearing grave clothes, you're still in shackles. Because of what Jesus did, he blew the doors off of the enemy's claim on us. He came to destroy the works of the devil. That's what the Bible says. Arise, my love. Man, it's time to rise up, shake the shackles loose, and walk free. Psalm 147 says, he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord. His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. Do you see that? He gets so near that he binds up your wounds. He heals up your heart, as well as he puts the stars in place and calls them each by name. He's so big, so majestic, yet so intimately near and personal to your story. The song we're going to play next, I think it may be our last song, we'll have some time to pray, is Remembrance by Hillsong. I told you we'd be playing some old songs and some new ones. I personally love to take communion to this song, just sit at my little devotional table with a little piece of bread and juice and remember. Let's remember together. Here it is.
Broken for all my
Father, you have been so good to us. We never want to take for granted the gift of your Son, of your Holy Spirit, of your promise to get us safely home. Help us to live as ones who are spoken for. Live in a manner worthy of your name. You are Jesus. You're coming again for your church. May you find faith in us. May you find us ready. We celebrate you, Lord. We say thank you for all you've done and all you're about to do in your church today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.